This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host this week. He's also my special guest. And you got all kinds of hats today. He's also the assistant basketball coach for the eight-year-olds at New Berlin Eisenhower.
Correct.
Good team.
They are a good team.
So far, so good.
You bet.
He's Andy Schaefer. He is owner of Advantage Remodel and the father of Julia and Kaylee. Is Kaylee the 8-year-old?
Kaylee's the 8-year-old.
Yeah? She's, how is she, does she enjoy playing for her father?
That's an interesting question. I think she has her highs and lows with it. Sometimes, coach has to be a coach and not necessarily a dad, but she takes it in stride. She's a good kid, and overall, we just have such a great group of girls.
It's hard. It's hard. I coached my son, and sometimes it's hard. You know, we expect too much, and we expect more, you know, and even at 8, because that's when I started coaching Matthew, it's tough. I told him we had 2 point guards on our team, him and a kid named Jarrell Harris, and Jarrell Harris was just a little bit better, so Matthew'd come off the bench, mm-hmm. and Matthew's mom or my wife would say, hey, wait a second, look at all this time, and I said, look, all he has to do is get to be as good as Jarrell, and then he wins the tiebreaker because I'm his dad. But until then, can't happen. So, mm-hmm. Hey, the Nary show got done. Boy, it was a good 3 days. And I know that you were gone, but I know Greg was there, who's your partner with Advantage Remodel, and I got a chance to see him throughout that weekend. It was a really good show.
Yeah, my understanding is it was filled with excited people, which is always great. And I know from our company's perspective, it was a very positive takeaway.
It's really funny because you're never quite sure. You know, you hope. I thought Friday was okay. Saturday was gangbusters. It was nice out. It was easy to get to. A lot of people there. And it didn't matter what time. I got out of there around 5:30, and it started to slow down a little bit. But from quarter after 10 until 5:30, it was really crowded. And then the snow came for Sunday. And my fear was, in fact, one of the front office girls said, we should pull the fire alarm and just get out of here because I don't think there'd be many people here. And they opened the door on Sunday, and it was crowded. And it was people that were not kicking the tire. Mm-hmm. They were coming there for a specific reason, which was great. I love the people that come to kick the tires and kind of hang out and see what's going on. But to have the people that are walking in that door because there's three people they have to see, because there's three needs, and then there's a couple they're going to see because there's a want or two, and they want to see if they can get, you know, what they're looking for. But overall, it was a really, really good show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you you guys are Advantage Remodel? You guys are there all the time at the fall show and the spring show.
We are. We're definitely committed to doing the Nary shows for sure. You know, it's really for us. It's a matter of brand awareness. You know, we want to be there not only for our company but also representing, you know, Nary. That's really important for us as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that part of it if we can, Andy. The Nary part. Let's get your background. How long? First of all, how long has Advantage Remodel been around?
Advantage Remodel has. We're coming up on our 10-year later this year, so we've been little over 9 years.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. And what did you do prior to that?
So prior to that, I'm a carpenter by trade, so I worked for a couple of other companies around the area before Greg and I decided to start Advantage in 2009.
Did you become a carpenter like early on? I mean, when you were in high school, is that something you knew you wanted to do?
It was. I actually grew up, my dad was a cabinet maker, so we had a shop in the garage.
Wow.
So it was, you know, any chance I got, I was out there for the most part early on, sweeping up the garage floors for
sure.
Dad and vacuum, that sort of thing. But as soon as I could get my hands on the power tools, I kind of instantly knew what my career path was going
to
be.
Did he had patience to teach you this kind of stuff?
Sure. He had patience.
He did.
My dad was also Air Force retired, so it was... He was hard-nosed,
yeah.
But I like to think that, he absolutely taught me, you know, from the cabinet and finish perspective, kind of taught me just about everything I know.
Boy, that's my father's a bricklayer and a mason, and he had no patience. He could fix anything, and none of the McGivern boys, man. He made me go to Milwaukee Tech back then, because he wanted one of the McGivern boys to follow in his footsteps, and after 1 year, I was out. I went to Messmer, and he was not happy. And he said, look, if you want to go to Messmer, you're paying for it. I was 14 years old. So I got a job at IHOP, and I started sweeping floors at Messmer to pay for it. But I knew that that wasn't for me. And it was as a kid, I think if he would have, when he was building this bar in the basement and putting this beautiful brick bar together, or he was remodeling something, if he had the patience to have us stick around and say, okay, no, you're doing that wrong. Let me show you. Here, help me with this. Let me teach you this. I think at least one or maybe more of us would have gotten at least involved a little bit. But, man, the second you made a mistake, boom, get out. Go to the playground. Go do what you do. And so I envy the fact that you know, your father, my dad was ex-military as well.
Okay.
And so he was hard-nosed. Mm-hmm. The worst word in the English language to this man was lazy.
Sure.
Never, ever, ever let him call you lazy. And that's how we grew up. But he didn't have the patience to teach us that. So is your dad still around?
He is.
He is. Got to be proud of you.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not doing the greatest from a health perspective. He's getting a little bit older. But, he definitely shares. He's really proud of Greg and me, you know, the company that we've created and where we kind of come to.
Yeah, it has to be. Hey, the whole Nary part of it, when you guys started Advantage Remodel, was being a member of Nary Milwaukee, was that important to you guys? Did you know about Nary Milwaukee at that point?
I did. I was fortunate enough to obtain a couple of certifications through Nary with some of the previous companies that I worked with. So I always had a really good understanding. Well, I thought I had a good understanding of what Nary Milwaukee was all about. So yeah, we were, as soon as our company was old enough, we applied and joined, of course. You know, at that point in time, though, I don't think we truly understood what Nary Milwaukee as a whole was all about, or what it could really mean as far as, you know, our business. But it's been great to learn all of that over the years and get
a little more involved. It's really interesting, Andy, because I will have people question the what I say about Nary, non-Nary members, guys that own companies or guys that work for companies that are not Nary members. And I'll either meet them somewhere or they coach someplace where I've coached against them, and they'll question some of the things that I say on this show. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have a lot of answers early on, the first 6 months to a year. And then I got more involved with the people at Nary, and I have the answers now, because I'm not kidding. You guys do a great job of networking each other and answering questions and hanging out and saying, hey, look, I need this. Can you do this? Can you? And it's amazing to me that it's almost, for me, in the world of coaching, look, I have the guy coming in at 10 o'clock that coaches at St. Catharines. They're my biggest rival right now at Martin Luther. We tied for the conference. We're going to play them again in 2 weeks. I want to bring him in and highlight, promote, and celebrate what he's doing at St. Catharines. Mm-hmm. I want to beat him. But you know what? I hope he wins all his other games till he plays me. And so that's like you guys. Like, I go to these after five events, and I'll go to the cornhole tournaments and all that stuff, the bags tournament that you guys do, and I watch as guys that are in the same field sit and talk about jobs. There's enough work for everybody, and then they recommend other Nary members. And I think the world of Nary, and for the companies out there that think, oh, I don't need to put that sticker on the back of my truck. I don't need to be part of that. I think they're wrong. I think that they should consider at least come in and talk to the people at Nary to say, what are the benefits of this thing?
Absolutely. I think you hit it right on it. At least pick up the phone and call. And right now, Nary Milwaukee's doing a really good job at reaching out and staying in front of people. I don't think you're not losing anything by learning a little bit more about Nary Milwaukee. And really, I think the biggest benefit is not just signing up so you can do the shows or signing up so you can say I'm part of Nary Milwaukee, but really it's more about getting involved. And that's where we are today as a company, me as an individual as well. It's just I decided a couple of years back to get more involved. And that's, you know, I really got to know so many great people, and some of them are direct competitors of ours. That doesn't matter at all, though. It's more that, you know, the relationships that we're now building, the time that we're now able to contribute towards Nary Milwaukee as an organization. You know, that's really where I don't want to say the benefits are starting to pay off, but you really get this kind of warm, fuzzy feeling about being part of something.
So you're on the board now.
Correct.
What is your title?
Board member.
Board member. And then do you move up, or if you want to move up and get more involved as secretary and the vice president stuff, is that something that you've thought about for the future?
I have given some thought to it, and I think it's definitely a path that I want to pursue. And it has a lot to do with, I would say, the folks that are part of the board and the executive board right now.
Right.
I truly admire each and every one of them, especially the, you know, the team at Nary Milwaukee. They're just phenomenal. And their team and the people that are part of it prior to me joining the board is really what got me truly excited about getting more involved.
We're on the show committee together. We sit in on I guess one Wednesday a month, something like that. And those committee meetings, they're fun. There's a lot of different personalities in there, and there's some not arguments, but back and forth as to, no, let's, what about this? Can we try this? What I'm always impressed with is at the end of the day, and they write everything up on the board and they say, okay, this is a good idea. Let's try this. We're not going to do this. We'll try this next year. At the end of the day, everybody kind of comes together and says, yeah, that's a great idea. Some of the changes that they put in for this spring show were spot on. They were really good. And sitting in and watching, you know, for kind of pulling the curtain back a little bit for me to see how the show is, I thought, okay, they'll take 6 months off now, or a couple months off, and then start looking at, man, we had a meeting Wednesday. We were ready to go, and they start going, okay, what are we going to do for the fall show? Mm-hmm. You know, here's what worked here. Will that work in the fall show? It's not like they take a whole lot of time off before they start meetings and getting after it again.
Right.
I think it's important.
I completely agree. And, I think the importance of those committees, gives people a chance to get involved and have a voice, rather than sit back and you know, maybe they don't understand why Nary Milwaukee did something relative to a show, or you get involved, and then you have a voice that can be heard.
Yeah, I agree. He is Andy Schaefer. What does CKRB stand for?
Certified Kitchen and Bath Remodeler. So that was one of the certifications that I obtained probably about 15 years ago now.
CLC?
Certified Lead Carpenter.
Man, good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I knew that, but I wanted you to say it on the air, because I've asked a couple of people. Those are tough classes. Those certification classes are not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did well?
I believe so. It was many years ago, though, so I don't honestly remember, but I passed.
That's the key right there, because you could put that on your business card.
Absolutely.
I cannot. He is, again, my co-host this week, Andy Schaefer from Advantage Remodel, and they're located in New Berlin. As we talk to Andy, if you want to get a hold of him for any reason next week, phone number 262-735-7572. 735-7572. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. That is Dr. Dre, brought to you by Andy Schaefer. Never in my wildest dreams I think he'd pull Dr. Dre out. He's the owner of Advantage Remodel. They're located in New Berlin, and he is on the board at Nary Milwaukee. Advantage Remodel has been around 10 years, and him and Greg, how did you guys meet?
So Greg and I have known each other since we were kids. I grew up in kind of the same neighborhood, and then just by chance ended up at the same high school, which was Milwaukee Tech, in the carpentry and cabinet making shop class. And really from there, we kind of never lost touch. Both knew what we wanted to do, and here we are.
Man, you guys are not only friends, but you guys are business partners. Families get along, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Families have to get along, as we are married to sisters and live next door to each other.
I knew that. Mm-hmm. But I wanted you to say it.
Yeah.
So if you get in an argument with Lori, mm-hmm. does she go to her sister and then Greg finds out about it? Or
That's a good question. There's no arguments.
There's no, because you and Lori never.
Absolutely not. We all get along pretty good. Works.
Man, during the break, you're going to yell at me for asking that one, aren't you? Hey, kid, let me get back to Neri real quick. And a lot of what we're going to talk about today is the advantages of becoming a Neri member. When back in the day, when you took that CKRB class or the CLC class, did you understand when you were going into that? And a lot of people that sit where you're sitting say, look, I thought I knew everything I needed to know. I thought it'd be a breeze. But it's there's a lot of things to learn and a lot of things that you don't understand that you have to know to be able to get that certification. That's one of the things that NARI offers that I think sets it apart, obviously, from anybody else.
I would agree. And I think there probably are quite a few out there in the industry, you know, that are out there swinging the hammer, per se, that might think that they know it all or no real benefit to going to a class and getting a certification. Nothing, in my opinion, can really be farther from the truth. And again, I invite anyone that's interested to reach out to NARI Milwaukee to inquire about the certifications that are available, because it's really just, it's another way for you to not only invest in yourself, but also whatever company you're a part of and help set yourself apart from everyone else that's out there.
Yeah, NARIMilwaukee.org. NARIMilwaukee.org. It can get you all the information, get you a phone number. You can give Lori and Gail and Michelle, Diane a call. That front office staff, by the way, I said this in the committee meeting on Wednesday, they fool around a lot. And then the second somebody comes in with an issue, a problem, a concern, a question, they snap into, okay, we're professional, we're NARI, let's get this thing done. And then as soon as it gets done, they go back into, you know, I'm doing PA mentions, they're shooting spitballs at me, that kind of goofy stuff. And then they laugh. They think it's funny. Yeah. And when I mess up, because, you know, they're flicking my ear or whatever they're doing, as I'm trying to be like them and be more professional, and it can't be done. But they are really at the top of their game. They're really good, and it's a good group. Diane is really passionate about making continued. Look, NARI Milwaukee is the biggest NARI chapter in the country, and they're going to continue that because of the great work that they do, and they have a real passion to make sure that this is done correctly and that consumers understand the importance of NARI. The board that the meetings that you have now, mm-hmm. anything surprising you at all?
You know, I guess I can say it is surprising to really learn how big picture NARI Milwaukee thinks. And I think that has a lot to do with the leadership that is involved. It's exciting. And again, one of the reasons that I wanted to get more involved has a lot to do with the people that are already a part of it,
sure.
and NARI Milwaukee staff.
Hey, the part of the spring show that was really impressive to me was the Skills USA part of it. And I've coached basketball a long time, so I'm involved in high school athletics a lot. And I look at things a little different. When I watch a basketball game, I very seldom watch the ball. I look off the right. I'm going to find out on the weak side what they're doing and how they're doing it. And so when I walked in this year to Skills USA, which if you don't understand what Skills USA, it's high school age kids. They put together a four-person team, and they competed this year. And there were 17 teams from 11 high schools, and we were up about five or six high schools and I think seven or eight or nine teams from a year ago. And they get a blueprint on Thursday, and they come and they build. And they build what's on the blueprint, and they compete. And so I didn't watch to see how they were swinging a hammer. I watched the dynamic of each team. And I immediately could pick out who the captain of that team was. And I could pick out who was the strongest link, who might be struggling a little bit, who's the two guys that are kind of the horses, the workers, who are the guys that are going to go get this thing done, and who's done it before. You could tell it was pretty obvious there's a couple of teams that these guys have worked on crews before. Mm-hmm. They've worked on jobs before. 10:15, they grabbed their lunch pail and they went and had a little coffee, and you know, they had a little lunch, they cleaned up and then ate, and at noon they did the same. And so you could tell that these guys have been out there before. But it's encouraging to me the fact that we had teams from around, schools from around here this year. New Berlin West was there, mm-hmm. Muskego was there, Milwaukee Tech was there. And I think that's just gonna grow, and we have to do this. We have to promote that this is a really good path for kids to get into the trades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think it was kind of eye-opening even for me. I didn't, to be honest, realize that so many schools offered programs. And then, you know, for Nary Milwaukee to get involved on the level that they are and bring this event to the show, a huge production for them to take on.
Huge.
But I think just the... you know, to see these kids out there, and you know, a combination of young men and young women, which is, I mean, so it's so exciting for all of us. You know, that's kind of the way that I worked myself up. You know, was just getting out there and swinging the hammer. It didn't have anything like Skills USA back when
right.
I was getting started. So it's such a cool thing to see.
Julia and Kayla, right?
Kaylee, excuse me.
Julia and Kaylee, do you see that they're interested in what their dad's doing?
Absolutely not.
They're not.
No. That's
okay.
Okay,
that's all right. Maybe they will. How old is Julia?
Julia's 11.
Okay, and Kaylee's 8.
Mm-hmm.
So there's time. There's time. Do you encourage them to come to see some of the things that you guys do?
I guess they like to come to the office and hang out.
Okay.
I guess we've never really talked about, you know, them really getting involved in the construction side of it per se. But there's so many other opportunities in the building industry that don't have to be out in the field swinging a hammer every day. There's design, there's sales, there's management. There's so many opportunities in this industry. So you don't have to be, you know, focused on just getting your hands dirty per se.
Lori, can she swing a hammer?
Lori, my wife?
Yeah.
She can swing a hammer, yes.
She can?
Yes.
In a good way or? Yeah.
She's good with very small nails.
Good.
Yeah.
So the demo side of it she'd be okay with, but the rebuilding might be a struggle?
I think that would be accurate, yeah. She'd have a good time doing demo.
I think her and I are a lot alike, by the way, because that's about where I am. Hey, when you guys at Advantage Remodel, first of all, how many employees do you have?
We've got 3 currently.
Okay. When you guys take on a job, can we talk about the process? And I think we could kind of guide this into... not specific Nary Milwaukee, but saying, look, we're a Nary member, and this is the way that we go to process, to work with a client. When somebody calls Advantage Remodel, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do. Mm-hmm. If you're in an elevator and somebody says, what is Advantage Remodel? What do you guys do?
So Advantage Remodel is a full-service design-build firm. And what I mean by design-build is we take – your project, design it in-house, and then build it in a simple sense. So what that means for you as the consumer is you don't have to search around for an architect or designer, have something put together, go out and shop the plans around, that sort of thing.
Everything's in-house.
Everything is in-house. And what we're able to do by having all of that in-house is control every step of the process so that, for instance, if you have a particular investment range in mind for your project, we're able to design within that investment range versus if we have someone come in with maybe a set of plans from an architect or a designer, oftentimes what it's truly going to cost to build that project is far more than what they were originally thinking. So it's just a much more efficient way of going about a project.
You know, on your website, I thought it was interesting. Not a lot of people will on their website put some prices.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, you know what, if you want to do a full bathroom remodel, if you want to just tighten up your bathroom, here's, and so you guys put starting prices on there saying, look, this is kind of the direction that if you want this and here's what this would entail. I thought that was interesting. The idea behind putting up and being straight out, right out in the open with that. That was a good idea for you guys.
It was, I think when we decided to do that, it's the same information that we're conveying to people when we first meet them. So, you know, for us, it was it was really an educational piece more than anything. And that's really what our company strives to provide to individuals. It's just education. You know, when you think about someone taking on a remodeling project, there's so many parts and pieces involved. So why not start right from the beginning, educating them, and from an overall cost perspective, that's usually one of the biggest questions people have.
Yeah, it's I think budget's really important. We're going to talk more about that, okay. and then bring that back to the whole NARI umbrella and why it's important that businesses out there that are not NARI members, if you're not a NARI member, why you should consider at least going on that website, NARIMilwaukee.org, and then making that phone call. If you want to really understand why you should become a NARI member, call Diane.
Call Diane.
She's the executive director, and she is so buttoned up with that.
Absolutely. Attend one of the after fives. The easiest way to come and meet. Most of the board members are typically there. They are more than willing to share their thoughts. Just come and explore it.
That's awesome. He is Andy Schaefer. He is with Advantage. He's one of the owners of Advantage Remodel. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I'm just trying to leave something behind.
Oh, welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. That was not Dr. Dre. We do have different tastes when it comes to music. That song is from the movie The Accountant. That's where I found it. And the older that I get, the more songs like that where they encourage you to leave something behind. Not doesn't have to be financially, but wisdom and love and all that stuff. It's important, man. It's important. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Michelle Brown's rolling her eyes right now. Get back to the NARI stuff. Quit talking about your feelings. Man up. My co-host this week is Andy Schaefer. He is one of the owners of Advantage Remodel. They've just about been in business 10 years. Located in New Berlin. You guys have a nice showroom?
We do.
Yeah, it's new, right? About a year?
Yeah, it's got a couple years old now. A
couple years. Mm-hmm. Man, good for you. And hey, you guys have a class coming up next week, correct?
We do. Actually, a week from today. So we've decided to invest not only in ourselves, but also just the idea of educating. So we are going to be hosting educational seminars at our design and selection studio. First one being a week from today, Saturday, March 2nd, from 10 to 11:30. And really, we've got about an hour and 15 minutes of content that is going to answer just about every question that anyone that joins us is going to have in terms of how do I get started, what to expect, what do you need to know before hiring a remodeling contractor, just a load of good content to really arm people with the right information to make a good decision.
And that's you guys are located at 2345 South Commerce Drive.
Correct.
2345 South Commerce Drive in New Berlin. Just go to their website, AdvantageRemodel.com.
Mm-hmm.
Should have had that here. Sorry about that. AdvantageRemodel.com. Information on your website about this event next week?
Yeah, there is. Actually, in the upper right corner, there is a bright orange shiny button. If you're interested, click that button. You can find out the information. Seating is limited, though, so I would encourage people to, if you're interested, go on there and RSVP right away.
So, again, it's next week, Saturday, from 10 to 11:30. It's educational. You're going to do a number of these?
We are. We're going to definitely do, for the next 3 months, one a month. Okay. And depending upon demand, we'll do them kind of as needed.
And this idea behind this one next Saturday is to get people to understand if they're going to do some work in spring or summer, what the process should be, whether they use you guys or not. This is more educational for consumers.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. By no means is this just about us. Again, it's really answering the questions and arming people with the knowledge that they need, whether they choose us or choose anyone else in NARI Milwaukee. They need to know the answers to these questions before they kind of take that next step.
Can we, and not to, I think people, it's important that they go to this, but can we just touch on a few of those if we can? When you're talking to somebody, and let's just utilize a kitchen remodel. Mm-hmm. We're going to remodel the entire kitchen. And, you know, we have some ideas from our end what we want to do. That's the perfect person that should come to see you. When they've made that decision, husband and wife or family, we're going to do an advance. We're going to do a full kitchen remodel. Okay, now what? Mm-hmm. You know, what's the next step? It's perfect class for them.
Absolutely. We have a really finely tuned process that, again, it really makes the things simple for people to not only wrap their mind around, but also to get really comfortable. Because as I kind of alluded to earlier, Mike, this is not only a large undertaking, but it's a large investment and something that people typically aren't going to do, you know, 2-3 different times, remodel their kitchen. So we take that very seriously, and we think the consumer should as well.
At what part of the process do you consider, and where you tell consumers that you want to talk about budgets? Mm-hmm. How early in that process?
For us, it's one of the first things that we like to talk about. We know that we're not going to be an ideal fit for everyone out there, and vice versa. So that budget or investment range conversation, there's really no harm in having that up front. For our company, we're very black and white. There's no funny business going on. So for us, it's, why don't we talk about that? And if we're not in the same ballpark, there may be other contractors out there for you to work with, but we may as well figure that out.
Do you find that consumers are comfortable with that part, or are they always... Look, when you go to buy a car, you may have 20 grand put aside, but you're going to say, I have 14.
Sure.
And then let's dicker, that kind of stuff. Is that the same with your industry?
Yeah, kind of the same idea. I think that's a good analogy to what we do, the car industry. And I think, there's multiple different levels of each car. So when we talk to someone about a remodeling project, we typically talk about a fairly substantial range, because we have no idea if they're at a lower level type project or a higher level. So we just talk about a range, and for us, it's more about finding out if we're a good fit for one another. For us, it's a long process, really any type of project that we do. So we like to enjoy it. We like to work with good people. We like to have people get really comfortable with us as a team.
Right.
It's much more than just a conversation about money.
And I think that some people come into this wanting a Lexus and they only maybe have Ford Focus mm-hmm. dollars. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Ford Focus. It's a wonderful car.
Right.
I had one. It's a really good car, but it's not a Lexus. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to say, look, I want a full kitchen remodel. I want every bell and whistle out there. Okay, we can have that conversation. But we have to know what's your bottom line? What's the budget? And I think that's important. And going through your website today, I knew that was an easy question, because I knew that was an important first or second step. If you want to work with Advantage Remodel, look, you go to their showroom and or any of these NARI members, talk to these guys and have that conversation of what this is going to cost us, what we want, and what we have put aside, because you're going to have to realize that maybe with your budget there are things we can add, or we're going to have to look to subtract. Mm-hmm. What's your wish list, and what's the needs and what's the wants, as we talk about on the show a lot. You guys also, at least on your website, you talk about the latest trends. How important is that right now in your business?
That's extremely important. As a matter of fact, Greg and I just got back from attending the National Kitchen and Bath Show in Las Vegas. And really, our goal when we go there is to educate ourselves on the latest, in design, fixtures, finishes, design concepts. There's just an endless amount of learning opportunity when you go to an event like that. And again, we bring that information back so that we can pass that on to our new potential clients.
This might not be a fair question, but what was your biggest takeaway from that as far as with some of the trends that we might see? We're Wisconsin, so it might be 2 years away. But
you're right on with that.
But mm-hmm. what is there one or two things that you walked away going, okay, this might be big?
Well, I think the presence of technology it's here, it's coming, it's here to stay. And really there was a lot of these companies, something that, like a plumbing fixture, for instance, so you can't introduce technology you sure can. And they really are. I mean, the idea of this connected home and technology and controlling everything from your phone, it's definitely here. And we're, we're taking that all in, kind of assessing how we want to be able to provide that for our clients as well.
I think it's a huge deal that I can start my car with an app on my phone, but look, that's nothing compared to some of the things that you've seen, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I'll tell you what, it's interesting because it's always a year behind stuff like that, but there are some things that I'm sure that you guys learned at that show. That's a big show, huh?
Very big show. Kind of overwhelming, and you really have to go there with a game plan and have a list of things that you want to accomplish, people that you want to talk to.
How many days were you there?
We got there Tuesday morning. I actually just got back into town late yesterday because Vegas had an ice and snowstorm and flights were canceled. It was a big mess. But
ice and snow followed you then.
It did.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I'll tell you, when I saw the pictures of people in Las Vegas throwing snowballs, the whole thing shut down over an inch of snow, right?
Sure did.
My goodness. Let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. He's Andy Schaefer. He is one of the owners of Advantage Remodel. Go to AdvantageRemodel.com for more information. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Man, I've learned a lot about Andy Schaefer this whole show. I'll tell you what. Dr. Dre and then Tupac. Man, that's awesome. Never saw that coming.
Learn something new every day, right?
Learn something new every day. This is Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, he's Andy Schaefer. He is one of the owners of Advantage Remodel. Hey, when you guys made that decision to go out to that show in Vegas, have you been there before, by the way?
We have.
Yeah, you go out every year? Or?
Every other year is kind of how we plan it. We could go every year, but it is, as you can imagine, from a financial and time perspective, big investment,
huge,
big commitment. So we go every other year.
When you plan, kind of like when people come, look, the size is different than the Nary show here at State Fair Park. That show in Vegas is huge, the kitchen remodeling show.
It really is. You really can't put it into words. You just have to kind of go and experience it. I mean, to put it into perspective, if you took, I don't know, maybe 20 of the
sure
Nary spring shows, put them all together, it's spread out across three different halls.
Right.
It is such
you can't
production.
Get through that in 2 days.
No. You really, I would say if you go there just to walk the show floor, you could probably get through it in 2 days. But we go, they put on a host of educational, they bring in some serious big time speakers from around the industry. That's what really gets us most excited, not just learning about the new products, but being able to sit down and listen to these people that are pioneers and just kind of the most trusted professionals in our industry is really exciting as well.
When people come to the Nary fall show is what we're going to do. The tour remodeling show is coming up next, and then we'll talk about the fall show and some of the things that are coming up. But what I saw and I've seen people really understand how they're going to get through the spring show because they have notes and they have a path. And they right away come in and get the map and they circle, we're going to go here, here, and here. You have to do that when you go to that show in Vegas.
Absolutely. We definitely did our homework before we just hopped on a plane and went down there and walked around aimlessly. We had a very intentional plan. We went to a lot of the seminars. We didn't just walk around the show aimlessly. We had a handful of people that we wanted to specifically go and talk to, based on research that we did, considering some new things in our showroom, new industry partners, as far as product and materials that we wanted to talk to. So,
did you see anybody you knew?
Yeah. We typically run into people that we
some
knew.
Nary Milwaukee members.
No, I don't think I ran into any Nary.
There were some there.
Yeah, I heard that. I did not run into any.
Yeah, I don't know if you were in the same spots there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. They were there specifically to work. I know it's in Vegas, but they had some fun. That tour of remodeled homes, by the way, May 18th and 19th. We'll start talking about that as we get closer to it. But that's a really good event for Nary Milwaukee. And I know that I'm not sure exactly what's going to be happening this year. I know last 2 years, raised a lot of money for cancer research. And don't know if we're going to be doing that again this year. I hope that we are. And I'll get more information on it. But that tour of remodel homes, again, May 18th and 19th, that's a good Nary event.
That is, I guess, in my opinion, another chance for you to not just get involved, but when you think about the idea of how well NARI promotes the two of remodeled homes, and then you've got a project that you just completed, and NARI is inviting people to come walk through your project.
So right.
I mean, the shows are great. You get a lot of people coming through them, but just the setting of the two of remodeled homes is, again, a little more personal. People aren't overwhelmed by, you know, walking around a giant show. It's a lot of really good one-on-one conversation. And
that's the cool part, is yeah. You get to walk in, and sometimes the homeowner is going to stick around, which is, you know, amazing to me, and they'll answer questions. And so it's a live endorsement for that NARI member that invites consumers into the house to say, look, if you're thinking about doing a kitchen remodel, come see one I just did that is on this tour of remodel homes. And then they select a winner, you know, of one of the NARI guys. And Jason won it 2 years ago at J&J Contractors. Last year, it was just a beautiful house. Mm-hmm. You know, we went out, and I went out for a while and hung out probably longer than I was supposed to. But the food was so good, and it was right on the lake. It was just beautiful. So we get a chance to get involved with stuff like that. Again, the tour of remodel homes, May 18th and 19th. And stuff going on between there for the NARI Foundation that I know that Zach Emmons is really involved with, and the people that are doing some work with that. I'm a big fan of what the NARI Foundation does. And I'm not sure we get up on the mountaintop enough to scream about the scholarships that they offer and the tools that they buy for people and the things they do with the money that the foundation raises. But next few shows, I'm going to pick one of the shows and just do something on the NARI Foundation, because I think it's really important on what they do. Are you familiar with much with the foundation?
Not overly familiar. I just know that, again, that's another huge benefit of being part of NARI Milwaukee is getting to learn about things such as the the foundation. It's just another reason for people to want to get involved with NARI.
Right.
So
it's good. Yeah. It's really good. Hey, I always ask people, and I'm sure I asked you this, you haven't been in for a while, but do you and Lori, do you and the girls, do you guys watch any of those you know, home makeover kind of shows, Love It or List It, that kind of stuff? And if so, do you think that's good for your industry or bad?
We don't really watch those shows. You know, I know there's this, you know, a lot of people like to say they're so bad for our industry because they, you know, it's not a realistic take on how things are done. I don't know. To me, I just kind of view it as it's content that still gets people to know about bits and pieces of our industry. One of the reasons we focus so much on educating and providing a very detailed process is to really make people understand and get comfortable with the reality of how a project should go. So I just look at those more as entertainment, I guess.
Yeah. I think it actually does really well for this industry because it gets people going. Mm-hmm. If I'm sure you are so sick and tired of hearing people say, I want the open concept, because everybody now wants the open concept, because the focal point used to be, when I was growing up, it was the kitchen. That was the focal point of the house. And then somewhere it moved into the dining or living area or basement. And now I think it's back to the kitchen. And now the people that spend the time in the kitchen with cooking and cleaning up and that, they don't want to miss any of the action. So they want to be part of the whole thing. So that whole open concept is, so, look, I can continue to do what I'm doing in the kitchen, but I can still see what they're doing and talk about and to hear and listen to what they're doing. Do you agree that the kitchen is getting back to be the focal point?
I would completely agree. And I don't think the open concept idea is going away anytime soon. Definitely not sick of hearing it. I think that's where a design build firm really excels, is when they get to open up a space and explore. You know, not just taking your cabinets out and putting new cabinets in, but you really get to reimagine an entire area of a home. So it's one of those projects that we truly enjoy.
So last question for you. Bill Michaels from this radio station and the Bill Michaels Network came up to me on Thursday and said, hey, if you're going to talk to a NARI member, I just want this really small little job done in this house, and we're going to knock down this wall and we're going to expand this bathroom, and then we're going to put in more of a walk-in closet over it. But it's just a real little job. And I said, Bill, you're knocking down a wall. There's nothing small about that. Well, it's just in our bedroom. And I said, I know, but I think people, the misconception of what a small job is, that changing out the cabinets can be a small job.
Yeah, I would completely agree. There are small projects, but in most cases, I would agree when people think they have a small project, it's not. It's not. You need to design the project. You need to engineer it. I mean, if a wall's getting removed, you never really know what you're going to run into. So it's definitely not. He should probably come to our seminar.
You know Saturday. What? That's a really good point. And that's next week, Saturday from 10 to 11:30 in New Berlin, 2345 South Commerce. Go to AdvantageRemodel.com. He would be the perfect guy for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him. I'm going to give him that information and have him come out, because he's not too far from you at all.
Yeah.
And have him come out, and he'll tell you what a, quote, and I'm putting quotations, small job this is. I just think anytime you're taking a wall down, you never know.
Yeah.
Andy, this has been great. I really
great
appreciate
time.
It. It's good
Thank
to
you,
see
Mike.
You again. Good luck in
Usual.
That tournament tomorrow, Whitefish Bay.
Thank
right?
you.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.